My next recommendation is a podfic that I actually baited without having read the story beforehand. And that podfic is
A Thousand Threads of What Might Have Been's, part of the Paradox series by Word Strings, read by Revolutionary Joe.
Another Sherlock BBC podfic, and the pairing is still also Sherlock and John. Again, despite the Paradox series being a huge fandom beloved work in the Sherlock BBC fandom, I've never read it. And I think I gave some of the podfics a try, but I didn't really get into it. So it might sound a little bit surprising that I would be recommending this, having had not much success with the earlier parts. And from what I can and what I can tell you is, I've just listened to this podfic but on its own without having gone to read any of the earlier parts or the later parts. Even after having really enjoyed this podfic, I've really felt no compunction to go and read the earlier bits. And I'm sure, like other people, I'm sure if you listen to this podfic, perhaps you will be interested in checking out the earlier series. But it's not necessary if you follow the Sherlock fanon conventions. You know, Sherlock is slightly unhinged, and John is his beleaguered love interest. As always, listening to people read from Sherlock's point of view is incredibly stimulating, because his mind, that how people write, how his mind works, is fascinating. And I think that kind of experience is even more amplified by getting to have that read to you, so that you don't really skim and over any of his brilliance. So the story itself is pretty great. But what makes it even better is, for me, is that Revolutionary Joe went into a lot of effort, and you can really tell that she's taken a lot of care and she's put a lot of love into this podfic. The original podfic has a lot of kind of songfic elements to it, so there's a lot of insertion of song lyrics and stuff like that, which Revolutionary Joe has weaved into her narration in a very unobtrusive way, but really enhances the feel of the story. And the songs are really awesome as well. So you get a couple of new things to go check out on your iTunes. But, you know, more than that, more than, you know, just simply putting music underneath a scene, but she's really put some incredible sound design stuff together to really capture what's going on in Sherlock's mind, and showing, like, kind of how cramped and, like, unstable his mind can be sometimes. So this clip is a bit long. I think it's maybe 3 minutes. I've clipped it from a larger, like, 11-minute scene, and it's where Sherlock has mucked up an experiment, and he's kind of going into cardiac shock. And he's entered, his subconscious is a very interesting place. So Sherlock is battling his own head while John on the surface is trying to resuscitate Sherlock. So here we go.
Sherlock makes a full circle, looking around them. Only desert as far as the eye can see. Endless desert. Not even any mountains at the edges. And that can't be right. And the sky is too close and too bright, and John too happy, and everything piercingly cold. No one can hear you scream, John says kindly. No, that's the song. Listen to it here, Sherlock, John instructs. Not the song, love. Not back there in the world. Where we are. Just listen a moment. Listen. Sherlock cocks his head and he doesn't hear anything any longer. No song, and no ambient buzzing, and no drone of far-off machines. No animals, no whispers of wind. He can't even hear John breathing. He can't hear his own pulse. Sherlock puts his fingers over his own wrist and finds his heart has stopped. There's something I forgot, Sherlock announces. You're staying here with me, John objects. You don't need anything else, do you? I've missed something, Sherlock insists. It was something important. It had to do with you. But I'm right here.
Sherlock, for God's sake, come on.
I told you to stop listening to that, the quiet, scarless John reminds him.
Do you see in the corner of your eye that I'm standing by your side?
Nothing is making any sense. That's infuriating. Sherlock grits his teeth hard, his airless lungs aching.
Just breathe for me, just once, please.
I'm trying to reward you, and this is how you act, John asks sadly. I'm sorry. I like it here, and here you are as well with me, but I don't think I can stay. You gave me what I'd always wanted, and I haven't repaid you yet, whatever it was.
You say I never leave.
Sherlock doubles over, feeling as if his ears are bleeding and he's breathing in burning petrol. Something is crushing his chest cavity like a snail shell underfoot. Goodbye, the John who has never been pierced by bullets says, waving. I wanted to keep you, very badly. I'm so alone here. His body is being twisted in half, and he doesn't want to leave John alone, not in the cold under the merciless stars. He'd never do such a thing, abandoning...
No, come back. Oh, God, love, please don't. Don't leave me here alone.
You're not blind.
You're killing me, Sherlock gasps in agony.
You can't leave me this way.
There's not a star in the sky.
I'll wait for you, John says. I'll always be here. It's like dying, though, every day. A piece at a time. It's like dying. 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 Sherlock.
Yeah. Revolutionary Joe does a lot of cool sound design stuff that I am simultaneously awed by and also very jealous of. So, this podfic is for you if you really enjoy podfics that go that extra mile to create some sort of additional atmosphere by using sound effects. To enhance the story. Revolutionary Joe is a brilliant reader. She really creates the mood, and her voice is so incredibly soothing that you kind of get on board with things, even though the actual subject matter of what Sherlock is thinking is kind of, it's a little bit freaky. So, other reasons. WordStrings has created, like, the way that WordStrings has written Sherlock is mind-blowing in his complexity, and his logic and reasoning really shine through, and has a really fantastic exploration of how he knows there are things like he how he puts on his shams, because even though he thinks one thing, he knows intellectually that normal social human behavior must be something different than what he really actually wants to do. So that exploration is incredibly interesting. Please don't think that because it's part of a longer series that you actually have to be that you have to go and listen to or read the stuff that came earlier. I didn't, and I was fine. There's a few bits, like, bumps and hurdles. For example, Sherlock creates a list that is in his head about things that are fine and things that are not fine, because, you know, so that he can remember what things he can say and what things he can't say, what things he can do and what things he can't do. And there's many of those sorts of lists in his, in this fic that I've referenced earlier, but, you know, you kind of get the general idea. And again, you know, the Phantom Hurdle requirement is for you to know that, especially because this one appears later in the series, Sherlock and John are already in an established relationship, and they have, and, Sherlock's a little bit unhinged, and the story really goes. So yeah, I recommend this because I deeply, deeply appreciate really cool sound design stuff. It's really awesome to see this kind of stuff popping up in our community, and seeing how other people can use sound effects to enhance their stories. It's such an incredibly exciting and engaging thing to listen to. So I hope you go and check it out.